With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast.
Live, not in a pub.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tom. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, guys.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Cheers.
28 today on the 28th of April.
Oh, yeah.
What a coincidence.
28. Oh, yeah, 28 on the 28th.
Cash.
Acton's fan 16 April.
How's it feel? What was that?
My mic's down.
Whoa.
Edit that out.
Yeah, feels sound.
Do you feel older?
No.
Feel younger?
No.
You're not really asked, are you, to be honest?
I'm not bothered about birthdays. I wouldn't say I'm a birthday
boy.
Prince or whatever they call it, princess. They always say, you know what I mean? Like, you know people who love the birthdays? Just a day, innit?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Nice and happy.
But I don't hate it, do you know what I mean? But I don't demand anything on my birthday.
You don't love birthdays.
I don't need anything else. Going for a meal of six later. Sorted a table of six.
Us five.
It's just nice when you know, it's not
us five and
you know what I really appreciate on a birthday is just a really nicely written card. You know, when it's well chosen.
See, I'm the opposite.
Like
the
I don't party, like cards.
The party glasses that we chose for Tom today.
I like the glasses.
I'm the opposite with a card.
They just go in the bin,
don't see the point in them at all.
No,
they're just
in a
drawer, aren't they?
My nanny used to send cards just empty. Just didn't buy anything.
If it's like a National Trust card or like a nice Marks and Spencer's one, it's just something satisfying about it. But yeah, I like stationery though, so.
I like stationery.
I would eradicate cards.
Yeah, I would.
From
well.
Everything.
Yeah, I'm just like.
Just from everything.
Yeah, I wouldn't have them for.
Paperless
I'd have
post.
Like. Yeah, exactly. I sent my wedding invites on.
I liked it when you clicked on when you opened it, the envelope opened, didn't
yeah.
it? On the thing, it was satisfying that.
Because I did want to do ones for that, but then I thought, what's the point? Yeah. Everyone's just going to bin it.
Well, and it's 2021, isn't it?
In the same stretch, though, people who aren't as forthcoming.
Whoa, don't take my fucking sayings here.
In the same vein.
You say that, but
people who aren't as forthcoming emotionally can express the views through a birthday card, can't they? I've had that a few times.
And for the old school generations. You know,
I think it's because I've got shit writing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I never know what to write in
mine's
it. I just
terrible.
Thought, you know.
They always
to
come with like,
birthday,
those come with like a little message that you just ignore and write your own anyway. So.
I always put the same thing to them. I always put like to whoever. Hope you have a great birthday. Love, Joe.
Have you ever got on like, you know, like a more of like a communal celebration, like Christmas or whatever, where you're opening cards, but collectively as a family or whatever. And like you get one from a relative and like, you know, loads of cash falls out of it and you just go, Oh, that's a nice message. Then we completely ignore the 600 quid that's fallen out of it.
Fucking hell, what cards are you getting for 600 quid?
Well, no, that was just an exaggeration.
Me and Sophie always laugh at, you know, when we're opening like cards on birthdays and stuff. We always laugh at, you know, when there's no money in it, like we start shaking the envelope and stuff. Like,
I was saying before, you've got me a nice little gift. But the pressure of people watching you open presents.
Didn't like it.
I prefer
you
giving
sweating,
presents.
You?
Come on, Tom. What did we get you?
Got me a signed...
Blossom's album. Sorry.
1999 Man City versus Gillingham. The kit they wore, it's like
I remember that
quite
one.
A classic Man City kit. And Paul Dickoff, who scored the equaliser in the last minute for all you City fans, he signed it.
He did.
My man.
Joe, I presume you got in touch with him.
I did.
And yeah, from the lads, which was a lovely present.
Called you a legend on it. I was like, that's weird, because he is actually, he's probably the only legend I've met.
He's a City legend.
For anyone who doesn't know him, who is he?
Paul Dickoff is like a bit of a City legend.
Mm.
When Man City were a bit shit and we were in the third tier of English football, we were on the, if we didn't get promoted that year, who knows what could have happened? We could have ended up in the darkest depths. A bit like County, as sad as it is.
Or like Gillingham.
Yeah, like Gillingham now.
Where the hell's that?
So he saved.
So basically, he scored in last minute. Then they won on penalties. So his goal is like renowned as like that spearheaded.
His celebration. His celebration was very, very passionate.
22 years ago, that now.
Wow.
So you could say Dickhoff was the catalyst to City's
success now. Yeah, it's like a knock-on effect.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think it was it was last minute goal. It was very, very emotional in that sense. So I remember it as a child. So it's weird to get
the players
to sign it.
Yeah, great.
So yeah, that was a great present.
There you go.
He's a cracking guy, you know. I actually mentioned it and put the feelers out for him to be on the cast, you know.
That's good.
So hopefully that'll be one that comes up in future.
Mm-hmm.
Another one to put the feelers out, Peter Crouch. I love his podcast, by the way. Massive fan. Inboxed him, didn't I? Blossoms. Red. Ignored. I don't fucking blame him. He's fully jibbed us, to be fair, but...
Fair enough.
So I want everyone to tweet him because he does this in his podcast and get people to tweet to get things done, which I quite like. I want you to tweet him and say...
Go on Blossoms podcast. No, why have you jibbed him?
Or make it funny and go, I would have jibbed Blossoms too. Maybe that's what everyone should tweet him. Everyone should tweet Peter Crouch saying, I would have jibbed Blossoms as well.
Then he'll be like, why are they saying this?
Yeah. I think that's what we should do. So okay. Please tweet it.
Okay, well.
Anyone got... How's the house, Miles?
Good, yeah.
Like Miles is...
Bricks and mortar with Miles.
I can't even be asked talking about it anymore.
Fucking hell.
No, it's good.
You've had your flooring done.
I've had my flooring done. Got a piano.
He's not moved in yet because...
Should we talk about the piano?
I actually don't want to talk about the piano because I feel bad for the people. I bought it off because they're like, make sure it goes to a nice home and stuff. But
yeah, but it's shit. Make sure nice. They're not arse. They just wanted the 100
quid. That's a blag, that.
They've got 100
quid
off
you. 100 quid, that's why. Yes.
They had it on Freecycle, but they've decided to get some money for it, and you've been the sucker.
You wanted to go to a nice home.
It's good. It's a good piano.
Pollocks.
Fucking no, I had to fucking think about it. I'm not going to deliberately buy a shit piano. Kind of did, though, didn't I?
It's out of tune, isn't it?
Once it'll get tuned.
And it'll never be tuned.
It might not be able to be tuned. That's the main thing, isn't it?
That's why they got rid of it.
I'm not putting this in. I'm not putting this in. Move on swiftly. What have you been up to, Chaz?
Slagging you off.
Anyone else? Josh, what
have
you been up to?
No, this piano needs to go in it.
Just shut the fuck off. Josh, what are you up to?
Shut the fuck off!
How's the running going, Josh?
Ran this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I ran this morning as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I struggled a bit this morning. I'm halfway through my third week now.
Right.
Bear in mind, there's 8 weeks.
Third week
of the.
And on the eighth week, do you just run 5K?
After the eighth week, that's when you run the 5K straight up.
No stops.
No stabilizers.
So today was how
no
far?
Mental stabilizers.
It's not. It's not distance. It's time.
Oh, so yeah, today was what? Time?
It's always the same. It's always just short of a 5K.
I actually saw in the news this morning. I can't remember the fucking name of the run, but there's a run where you run and the winner is the last man standing. It goes like 3 days and they run like 321 miles.
It's not
stuff like that.
It's not for me, that.
It's not
healthy,
can't
be
that,
fun, that, can it? No.
No, like literally the photos with imagine the guy who's like collapsed with like one of them blankets
around
him.
Permanent going,
like,
damage.
And it's like, why would you want to run? There was one photo and it was like 32 hours and then people just running like that. It's like, why would you put yourself through
Here's
that?
One for you. There's a page on Wikipedia that a friend of mine sent me called Runner's Diarrhea. And it's like people who run marathons, and obviously they don't want to lose, they just shit on the street.
Yeah. Radcliffe famously did
Mark.
That, didn't she?
she just
pulled it to the side, didn't she?
New York, I think that was New York Marathon, wasn't it?
If you put that much training into it on the day, and then you know, when nature calls, I suppose you can't let it get in the way, can you?
No.
So,
you're not going to run into Mackey's, are you, for a Tom Tit?
And a burger. just completely unrelated. I was just having a look on the news before. This was literally just I was checking what's going on in the world. And the headline is, Mum mortified after the hospital messed up her newborn daughter's name and now she's illegally called Corn. But spelt like the metal band.
Oh, your scene.
Fuck off, that's your scene. She was meant to be called Cora.
Corey.
But they called her Corn.
It's a sweet name, isn't it?
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Hey, can it?
Hey! Okay, no. Butter.
Fucking hell. Anybody ever wanted a different name?
I always wanted to call Dave, didn't I, when I was little?
Why?
Don't have a fucking clue, but yeah. We spoke about this last
time. I saw
time.
Something quite funny, you know, when we were on the subject of puns. So someone crashed into a curry house. And these are the puns. Right, so you got the picture there, aren't you? Of the car in Bengal Spice.
Yep.
Yeah, police line, do not cross. And then you've got the first one's, I heard someone was in a coma. No jokes, please. That could have been someone's naan.
Fucking
good.
Right.
Good.
All right, pal. I don't want to get into an argy-bargy with you.
Oh, are these Facebook comments?
Yeah. Why must everyone ticker the Mickey out of us?
Fucking hell.
I know, it's a bitter. Then the best one for me is, stop making a big doll out of this. That's one for you there. You had a doll last night.
I had a doll last night, yeah. Lovely.
Mm. Straight out your ass.
You know what, I had curry last night, sir.
Yeah. I just had curry for lunch.
I had one last night, actually. Did we all have a curry last night?
No, I had it just then.
But let's just say we had that last night.
Charlie didn't have one.
Yeah, okay.
Keep calm and curry on.
Hey, that's a good one, that.
That's in Curry House in Bramall.
There's a video of me last summer to that the other day. It was on Facebook, I think. And this car's like crashed in the middle of a roundabout. And he's like at the side of the road, you know, talking to the police. And the guy pulls up in his van and goes, you can't park it there, mate. It's fucking lame. But
that's like that Morgan and Wise sketch, isn't it? You know, the ambulance goes past at night.
Oh, yeah. And he goes, nah, nah, nah. And then he goes, you're never going to sell any ice cream going that speed. It's a fucking belter, that, isn't it? Oh, fucking hell.
Right, I'll see you next week.
So the piano.
So we don't have a guest today, so we're going to have to actually talk more to each other and be friends. So.
Talk about birthdays still, though.
Birthdays.
It's a topic, isn't it?
Birthdays. Yeah, I mean, what was your best birthday present you've ever got? Apart from, obviously, the shirt I just got you. Oh, we got you, sorry.
Ever?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. You's got me a guitar, didn't you? A Martin.
Oh, yeah, I sorted you. No, I'm joking. The signed Noel guitar.
That was good.
That's good on that.
That's probably the one, isn't it? What else can
took me ages to sign that.
I think probably that.
Really?
I can't think about nothing else.
He put a little message on, didn't he, saying like, sort your kecks out.
Sort your pants out, you mad head.
Signed NG. Signed one of our mates.
Signed by you, wasn't it?
Best birthday gift.
Yeah, go on, chat off.
I can tell you mine straight away.
Was it the Gibson light switch?
No, but that was a Jazza, wasn't it? It was a dimmable light switch.
Yeah, I remember that.
My mum's done that bedroom up since I've moved out, and she's still got the light switch on the wall.
Yeah, she's still got the red light.
Took the dick bump out.
That's in her room now.
Took the dick bump out.
That's how indie Charlie was in his room when he was, I was going to say younger, but yeah, I suppose that's right.
Yeah.
It was a red bulb on it. You couldn't see fuck
off. Dimmable red bulb.
You couldn't see fuck off, could you? Mm.
They have a smell, them red bulbs. You got on that? Because we used to have them at the first studio.
That was just his breath, mate.
Fucking hell.
Fuck me.
Yeah, they have like a weird about to set on fire smell.
So was it a red bulb that you can't turn to any other colour? Because I've got them in my room now, the Philips Hues, and you can change them whenever.
Ooh,
but I've got
posh. No, it was actually a normal filament bulb with red paint.
On it.
So you just really?
The, yeah. But right. The best birthday gift I've ever had was spending a weekend in Paris with you lads.
Oh,
playing lame. Isle of Wight the night before.
Oh, the Paul Smith thing.
Paul Smith party.
Yeah. You always have a good birthday.
That was a fucking great weekend.
You can't say.
And that wasn't even a gift. That was just,
yeah,
that
just
was
an experience. Cracky,
that was just another day at the office.
Fucking hell.
You don't get to see it though, do you?
Well, Charlie. Nothing to go to
good for you, that.
Me and you. It always lines up quite well for me and you, our birthdays, because yours is always on the same weekend as Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Mine's always either fucking some bizarre fucking festival in Romania or down south or something like that. So
I was going to say, should we go into the Paul Smith thing for those who don't know? Because
yeah.
So basically, we got invited by Paul himself.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it. He was a fan.
Oh, don't know about that.
He's commented on my photos before. You know,
has it
on Instagram? Yeah,
Paul
That's
Smith.
Not him, is it?
No. He's got.
He
two,
runs the
he's
Instagram.
Got two, he's got two.
He's
accounts.
Got Paul Smith Design.
He's got his personal.
Wow. Paul Smith person. What? His personal one.
Small Perth. You just said.
The last one he commented on, I had
orange.
I've got an. Sorry, I was about to say orange jacket. You said orange, I was like,
you looked offended. Pith, yeah, because he said pith, so I said orange.
Ah, right, yeah, because I was about to go orange jacket. And you went, oh, yeah, I went.
Yeah, you were like,
freak out. Yeah, the orange jacket, you know, the Paul Smith one I've got.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, I had that on.
Curry.
And he commented with a little orange love art.
Paul Smith, steam.
Yes. This isn't Paul Smith official. No one laughed.
So you just wanted to say that Paul Smith's your mate then?
No.
So that went.
No, so we got invited to Paris Fashion Week, and where we got invited to the catwalk. Where
but
we sat.
No one knew who we were. Yeah.
It was,
why? It was
on, it was in Montmartre, wasn't it, Josh?
Yeah, it was in Montmartre. And, yeah.
Do you know what, though? It was fucking...
Good day.
It was fucking...
It was great.
Really, really our good. First fashion show.
Unshowered.
We'd done Isle of Wight the night before with Rick Astley, who was on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Depeche Mode.
That was a cracking night, that.
Was that? Cracking. Which year was that?
2018.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. The summer of.
Were we dancing with Peter Crouch?
Was it 19? It might have been 19.
No, it was 18.
18. Were we dancing with Peter Crouch? There's a video of me fucking having it with him. My mum and dad were there, I remember. And we got a flight over, didn't we? Early doors.
Mm.
Proper early doors.
That's why he's jibbed us on Twitter.
We had to get changed in the bogs in Paris, didn't we? When we landed into the suit and that.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember now.
Piss stained suit.
we ended up at some fucking big house and got pissed. You know, basically,
me and Josh had to play stripped back. That was the most.
But no, what I looked like, because obviously then Paul Smith afterwards invited us and a few, I mean.
They were like actors, weren't they?
Actors.
Yeah, it was Joe Froggatt was there from
Liar.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Tovey.
Yeah,
Tovey.
He was there.
Who else was there?
There was another artist there, a singer, wasn't there?
Singer, yeah.
There was another actor there.
A guy called Toby.
Poppy. I think she was called Poppy or something like that.
Yeah, there was a guy called Toby. I think he was like mates with Russell, wasn't he, I think?
Was he?
So a few like celebs in that world, and we had to play no mics, nothing, just you and the acoustic. And me just stood up singing.
The previous one had been the cellist from the royal wedding. And then he invited us, didn't he?
Was it actually?
Yeah, it was.
Chaz, do you want to explain?
Makes me feel embarrassed.
Do you want to explain the soul crushing moment where I played a wrong chord?
You just
demonstrate it, man.
I remember feeling the sweat. We were in like a greenhouse, weren't we? Kind of like
demonstrate it.
I remember sweating.
How many was it at this point? Because obviously this is after.
There's about 15 of us.
Yeah,
this
is after the catwalk thing where we watched that, and then. Then we go to this house and Paul Smith's like, oh, here we go. We're going
to sing along?
Yeah.
Do you know what you did?
So you're there. There's literally about 10, 15 people in a room. Paul Smith's there.
Make sure you don't play all the tunes. We won't be allowed to.
Yeah. And it's just you two. You're through like a karaoke mic. He's on his acoustic.
No, I didn't even have a mic.
Did you not?
No.
A cappella.
Verse now. Oh, no, yeah. There we go.
Hey, what?
So I'm already sweating at this point.
I wanna know, since
you've been gone,
have I
been on
your mind? Cause
was it really?
Because I've just done it again now. Right? So that's what would have happened. I went to the complete wrong chord, and so then I had to panic. It was like this.
And double strum
it. You fucked
it
up again, didn't you?
Fucking Paul Smith's there, like giving me like an eyebrow up, going like, what the fuck?
He mopped his brow after that chord, didn't he? His silk scarf.
Do you know what though? What a fucking nice guy.
Yeah, he was.
What a hotel that was.
Oh, he was.
We ended up in like an 80s bar, didn't we? Do you remember the tunes were fucking
that was amazing.
We had that meal. Well, that, what I loved about it, after that performance, I mean, maybe it was the wrong call, but he stood up and went, I'm going to leave you all now. Enjoy the food. Have a great night.
I'm going to go meet my wife.
I'll sort the tab out. I'm going to go for a meal with my wife. And just got off. And we were like,
let's get pissed.
That's what happened.
He was, though. What a proper great nice birth. Guy.
Can we touch upon your finned fish allergy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we had cod that evening, didn't we?
Well, we did. Last time we had fish.
The last, I mean, Tom shared an hotel room and I was
poorly
all night.
Shit, you son.
Yeah.
No.
So this is actually
When did you realise? Because obviously growing up, you must have known.
Well,
you must have had fish fingers and stuff.
Yeah. So we had fish fingers.
I mean, that's not fish though, is it?
Chippies.
It fucking is, 100%.
You fucking reckon?
Depends which ones you get.
Yeah, well, it's probably like fucking 6% cod.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but no, yeah, so, yeah, I'm allergic to finned fish. It gives me a...
Wait.
It just sounds fucking mental.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Is the fish that isn't finned?
Yeah, shellfish.
Oh.
So you're not allergic to shellfish?
You don't want to risk that.
Specifically finned
prawns.
Fish.
You might be able to have prawns.
I know, yeah, I've not tried because I'm...
Crustaceans.
Actually, I'm scared now.
So...
There was a few instances where you had chippies
and stuff with us.
Yeah, like, the first time I noticed it was in Rome. Right, means for your first holiday, like, the second holiday together, all that.
Yeah,
and the hotel stay, it was fucking lovely. To be fair,
Best Western.
Fucking what can you Miles?
Hello, well done.
So anyway,
is a Juno for sale down there?
Fucking this isn't going in. Right, just, what's a Juno? I have mold underneath. So. Oh.
Anyway, digress.
So me and Sophia stayed in this, and it was like it was a little room, and it had like tile floors, dead original, and dead
picturesque,
nice.
It
was tiny, yeah. And the toilet had literally a curtain for a door.
Right, yeah.
Right, so anyway.
And you'd only been together about a year.
No, well, no, Rome. I think it was quite 2 years. Yeah, a bit longer.
Right.
And obviously, we go out and I eat fish because I like fish. And like, honestly, I was on the other side of Rome and I thought, I had fucking cream thingies on.
Chinos.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Honestly. And I was like, Sophia, I was like, I've got to go back to the room. Like,
this isn't good.
My stomach feels really fucking funny. Obviously, got in there.
The rest.
Managed to fucking cork myself, so I got there. Do you know what I mean?
Fucking
finger up your ass, waiting for it to fucking
mate,
cork.
I think pretty much I was like fucking squeezing so hard.
Sucking it back up.
Because honestly, if you've got like an allergy to something, it isn't like diarrhea or something, it's like water. Do you know what I mean? Like it's really bad. And it's hanging that I know, but. It's
me.
It's really like it's really horrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And obviously, I was behind a curtain.
I need a shit.
Yeah, I was behind a curtain, Vienna, with my girlfriend sat in the tiny room, just fucking shitting myself.
Oh, I get it.
They broke a lot of barriers for us there. Yeah. That day.
And then
she's still with me. Fucking don't fuck knows why.
And then you realised again. We had a chippy on the cool light you shoot, didn't we?
Yeah, then when I look back...
Chippy.
Yeah,
I can't have the chips cooked in the same bin.
No, I can't, yeah. Cooked in the same oil, Tom.
Finned fish.
Finned.
And when I look back upon my life, it's always with a sense of shame.
Yep.
But no, when I look back at times I've had a chippy, I've always been...
Poorly.
Shifty afterwards.
Like, even like years ago when I had my first job... Yeah. There were times out where I've had like a chippy and I've been really sick afterwards.
What was the story with the, when we had a flight and you
that was when
I was staying at your house, you had food poisoning. Was that finned related?
No, that wasn't finned. That was from the chicken, wasn't it? From
the, it's the worst thing.
We won't call them out, but yeah.
That was a winged chicken allergy, that wasn't it?
That's bad that, isn't it? Anyway, yeah.
It was. Well, do you know what? Weirdly, the food poisoning wasn't that bad. Like I was only sick once. And he had a bit of addiction. What made it worse was we had a 14-hour flight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it was via Helsinki.
Speaking of allergies, I used to be allergic to plasters, you know. You used to have to get like special plasters.
Fucking why is no one laughing? Everyone's laughing at me with fucking fish. But he says he's allergic to fucking plasters and no one says anything.
Yeah, well, but he didn't shit everywhere.
No, it's not like, yeah.
It's not as funny, is it?
Plasters.
How are you allergic to plasters?
I put a plaster on when I was young and it gave me a big rash on my leg. Big rash. I also had, what did I have now?
I wonder if you were allergic to the adhesive.
I had cocodamol from...
Oh, I mean, I've
someone's grandma, a bit shifty in itself, isn't it? And I've got like...
Why are you getting it off someone's grandma?
I don't want to say I had hives, but I'm pretty sure
You're a bit of a hypochondriac.
Well, I mean, like, mentally perhaps, but when your body's literally got bumps coming off it, when you've had cocodamol, you can't really deny it, can you?
Remember that rash I got in, I think was it, we were on a European tour somewhere, and my entire body came out.
You went ashen, didn't you?
I went ashen and red. And these like red spots every part of my body. I think it was like dodgy bedding or something on the tour of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
God knows.
Yeah.
God only anyway, knows. Finned fish, you can't have fish, basically.
Can't have finned fish, yeah. Gives me
finned fanny.
Fucking hell.
Fuck
Jesus.
Should we go on to his section?
Has anyone got It's Not Hard, Is It?
Gives me a really bad bum.
I really struggle with them these days.
Yeah.
Let me have a quick think.
About
fucking 20 hard, minutes ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Should we touch upon it?
I don't know if it was last week or the week before or the week before that on the podcast.
I think it was last week.
We spoke about Tom struggling to get a nice bus for his wedding day.
I was, yeah. I've been speaking to bus companies to try and, you know, find a...
You give up on a nice one, didn't you? You just wanted a bus in the end. Was that your ass?
What do you think it was?
The door.
Cellar door.
So yeah,
the door.
And eventually, I'd come to the... I'd accepted that I'd probably just have to get a normal kind of coach. Do you know what I mean? I wanted like an OG double decker, but
yeah,
they were just few and far between around this area. and they were coming back at like ridiculous money, and it's not a far journey that it needs to do.
No, it's a novelty, isn't it?
Yeah, and none of them are in stock. No, it's not stock. Not all of them are booked up on the days that I spoke to. So I was like, right, I'm just gonna have to get a normal one. Spoke to them, sort of that. Until today, you read a message, didn't you, Chaz? What did it say?
Charlie Salt, I listened to the podcast. I've got access to a genuine Stockport Livery Colours double-decker bus. Photos available. Local bus, local colours.
Oh, you so know it's what? From... It's the ones at Stockport you still
have. Yeah, that used to use.
Fucking even
you know
better.
What? You know what? Amazing, that, you know what?
It's not hard, is it?
It's not fucking hard, is
no,
it?
Thanks.
What even works better than the... Obviously, you've spoke to her directly since then. He's passed the number on. Hope it works out. It's based in a warehouse. Local company. Vintage vehicle hobbyist, and he's happy to help if he can for a donation. Nice. P.S. He's a Blossoms fan too.
Oh, we'll have to sort him some signs. And Jane, we'll have to sort. We'll try and get her
something. She said, not as big as me. My friends laugh at me probably because I'm your oldest fan at 60.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Full stop kiss.
My gran's a fan and she's 89, so there you go.
I was in New York with Katie. On holiday.
Your fiance.
My future fiance.
Your future wife.
Future wife, yeah. And basically we're staying in the Lower East Side. Side!
no one will get that. Leave it in though, I like it.
And there was this venue called the Mercury Lounge where it was right at the corner of our road. We're staying at the Ludlow, on Ludlow. And it's called the Mercury Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this band called Ceramic Animal.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were really good.
Big fan.
Just stumbled across them and was like, whoa, these are boss. So then I was listening to a lot of them and then went home and started the bones, wrote My Swimming Brain off the back of listening to them.
Nice.
Was this? Oh,
nice.
But I must have had, I was going to say this last time, I had the song title My Swimming Brain already. So I knew I was going to call the
Where
song.
Where did you find that? Or did you just think
I think
of
I made that one up. No, I didn't rob it from anything.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
My brain fucking swims.
Do you know what I think it was? I liked the word swimming. RVM got a tune called Night Swimming, Charlie.
Night Swimming, yeah.
So I saw that, I think, written down and thought, it looks good. Swimming.
Cheap.
How can I use it? Swimming, brain, fuck it.
Steal.
So then there's one here called My Swimming Brain, 13th of January 2018. But this is a completely different song, which I've not gone back on. For years, so I don't even know.
Fuck
what
this, it.
I know it says My Swimming Brain in it, but it's a different song. I see you want affection, cause I move in opposite direction. So I don't even remember what this is. Me, I caught my
reflection. Vices not possible. Sounds good. I think I heard you like
you might have heard
pissing
me fuck
about with this.
Tell me. Oh yeah, it goes. My swimming brain. That's what it was like.
That's great. So
let's record it.
Yeah. So there's that. But maybe I just thought I can do better with the song, with the name. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So then I've got the 9th of Feb. My Swimming Brain in brackets in F.
Cool.
Which is obviously
that's quite classical. That
musical. Yeah.
Should have kept that. So then by this point, I don't know how much I've got of it. So this is like a month later.
Is this something you went back on then? So you know you say a month later, is it like, was it like...
No, I didn't.
No, I just mean like joke. So you know when you read Swimming Brain?
The original.
The first demo, the one you just played as then. When you, did you finish that demo and think, it's not right?
I just put it to the side and thought it's there.
Right.
And then I wrote a couple of other ones. There's one called I Hope She's Happy, which is like just before...
Is that about me?
Yep. Swimming Brain in F. But obviously what I had done... I'd have probably started the Swimming Brain, then what became Swimming Brain, and didn't have a song title for it.
Right, and then realised Swimming Brain fits. It. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you've said you were that before, but I didn't know whether...
And then this one was better, so I went for that.
Just because you said a month after, I didn't know if you'd be playing around with the original Swimming Brain.
No, I'd have just put that to the side.
Boss.
So this, it doesn't sound any... It's just a different song. I'm right up the acoustic there, trying to get the thing...
It's a tricky part to play that.
You can just fucking whistle it instead.
The sound.
Western.
I think this is basically just the song.
Yeah.
There it is.
Pushed.
Offbeat.
Stop the Tom, that.
Jib, that.
Stop coming in.
But this would have come very quickly. Because there's no like progression. Normally I have loads of like voice notes. This is like the full song in a voice note. I won't lie, it's true, I've got to be a lover, cause I'll never get through it. It's all there,
all the words as well.
My swimming brain, I'm a guy who takes a lot to be uncovered. I'm forever said to me in my swimming brain,
my solo.
Okay, so then I don't know what's next. Is this even part of, this is like 5 days later. No, it's different. So I didn't go back to it then. I would have just finished the second verse and the rest of it.
Oh, and then brought
and
it
just brought it to
first.
You.
Have you got the demo, that?
Yeah, let me just see if any of this is related to it.
I think Tom's got it on.
Nope.
Giving away all your secrets here.
Nope. Something called Riff. Is this Swimming Brain?
No.
Holy I'm on tour there. The click's not related to what I'm doing there. The click's like in the room. And I'm just doing that fucking about. So yeah, I didn't go back. So
I mean, I suppose that shows sometimes you do. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
you went back from the original one.
I just wrote more. Yeah.
But then that just fell out and like.
Yeah, and then I would have probably wrote the second verse, but thought I don't need to record it.
Yeah.
And then obviously brought it to you guys and then.
We made this
we
demo.
We ruined it.
Where did we... Was that in the... Obviously, it was in the old yard, wasn't it? Yeah. I remember doing it. Cause
it was the first one.
Yeah, Miles hated the...
I remember we sent it to Jordan Ort. He was like, it's fucking amazing, that. I love it. It's like Fleet Foxes.
Yeah.
And fun fact, the intro, which we recorded in that room,
makes the one
to the record. So that's it. We kept that. So...
Because you can hear your voice on it.
So that's actually on the record, but then this is a bit different now.
Fucking hell, yeah, it's a great demo, isn't it?
Well, I remember, because the riff then, we could say gnarly, wouldn't you? But James Skelly thought the sound of that riff was a bit too like Tame Impala, so that's why we made it more floaty in the studio.
Yeah.
Cymbals, dead electronic, them drums.
Charlie's bass, we doubled up on the DX7 on this. You can hear it now in the gaps.
It's all there though, isn't it?
You did the harmonies there.
Yeah,
remember that?
Round one mic.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hear me singing that. James Kelly replaced.
Yeah.
You can hear me singing on this one.
Oh, did Jay sing on that?
On the actual record.
Yeah. No symbols. I think when I vaguely remember doing this demo, and we've never really put any time in drums doing demos. No. The one thing that we're going to change in the studio is definitely
going to
be
fill up.
But you know, like the sound, you literally would just be like that one feeling, but we'll just do it in the studio.
Just to get the vibe.
Some things you can keep. I still
feel that way. Yeah, yeah.
This is exactly the same, I think.
But it's good.
As in a song,
the structure, everything stays the same.
100%, yeah.
You'd be speeding up or anything, or?
I think it's a touch faster. This feels
a
little bit
slower.
Slower.
I thought it was that far.
It might be the same. That was good, though.
Yeah.
I just
got some of the pedals, which is it was the Strymon Big Sky. So that's what that is, like a slow attack thing to make it sound reversed. And that was I just did that in one. I remember it's like, oh, that was good.
Yeah,
just
never changed it.
I vaguely remember doing it. Me and you sit on the sofa and like just fucking do loads of things, fill the space, but make it sound all mad.
It's a place I can improvise solo.
Yeah,
I did have some more at the end as well, but they were too unnecessary, weren't they?
Oh yeah, we'll wait to it.
On the outro.
See, this got replaced with a...
It's a slow one. I was trying to be like, keep dancing in all this bit.
So that was the demo, and then obviously went to when we record Foolish Loving Spaces, this was always going to be on the album because we rated it.
Yeah.
And Skelly's only real feedback was he thought the sound of the riff was too Tame Impala. So
which is fair enough, swapped
the sound of it out. First on the demo, because we'd done two albums of like, my go-to move was always, you know, the riff on the guitar and then riff on the synth.
Yeah, sparkly kind of thing.
That is the chorus. That was the kind of go-to move. So on this one, I was like, oh, it should be a guitar riff. It should be different. But then when we got in the studio, we were just like, just put a fucking synth over it again, make it blossom.
Still
sounds
bossed on it.
So then, so that's from the demo, that's in Stockport. And I whispered in it, which we kept fucking about.
That's fucking mint though, aren't you? Yeah. When listening to that compared to the demo now, I'm like, that's fucking mint. Do you know what I mean? Like,
backing singers.
We've got the backing singers on.
Yeah.
That synth is boss, isn't it?
Yeah. And your bendy guitar.
Phaser.
Drum sound boss on
this one. Acoustics are high in it.
Boss tune.
So yeah. It came together very quickly in all
parts. Unlike when you've done that before, do you know what I mean? Because the other ones have been quite like...
It's interesting that I had song...
Yeah, I was going to say, did that just come to you that easy?
Well, that song is about... Yeah, the lyrics came really fast. I always knew I had...
Time-wise, how fast, reckon you? When you sat down and obviously got that one...
That was fast, that one.
Like
I would
fucking
say.
10 minutes?
Yeah, like 10, 15 minutes.
Mad
Christ.
But I had the title.
When so I wrote Charlemagne, it was like 10 minutes. So it was...
I'd already put shit... I had the odd thing in my notes of like... So I had Swimming Brain, obviously.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to... there's a song called I Forgot To Be Your Lover by William Bell. You know, it goes... And he goes, I forgot to be your lover. That's the song. So I was like, I want to get that. It has a song title, a lyric, sorry, not the title. So when obviously I had the, and then was like, I forgot to be your lover. I had that. Yeah. So then I figured the rest of it around. So I was like, well, what's forgot to be your lover? And then I thought, do you know what? Kind of applies to my actual relationship though. Because I thought.
With my sister.
Yeah, with your sister. Beyonce. Because I tend to overthink things, or I did then. So my swimming brain was like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was kind of, what are the lyrics on it?
I won't lie, it's true. Forgot to be a lover.
Yeah, so I could have probably done a bit more like...
You're not very loving, are you?
Yeah, laid my heart out a bit more earlier on, maybe. So that was kind of...
And what's the lyrics like, 45 days? Is that obviously about being away on tour?
Yeah, that's like being away.
We've had a lot of that this year, haven't we?
Yeah, stuck in my way. Stuck in my way.
I won't lie.
Is it too late to be a man? Yeah, that's like quite self-deprecating, but is what it is. But
boss
came
tune.
Very quick.
Great tune.
And I knew it was my boss tune when I wrote it.
One of my favourite bits of merch as well. Didn't sell well.
It's one of my favourite tunes we've ever done, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's in my top three.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it's one of them, we'll never not play it live.
Yeah. No.
It's impossible
it's so
to
fun
not play
to play
it
as well.
It's gone in, even though it wasn't. That's my own, not regret, but I think we could have done it as a single.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? We could have just gone for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't as an obvious single. Real Life obviously fucking smashed it, but we should have just done four singles.
Yeah.
You know, after.
What do you think,
Miles?
Looking forward to playing at festivals as well.
Yeah.
When the time is right.
Oh, do you know what?
Sunshine.
I've not thought about it. We've not played this album.
We've only played
yet.
Like. how many gigs have we done on this album? How many gigs? Like 10?
Probably about 10-ish.
About 10 gigs. Mad, isn't it?
Well, it's weird that, you know, because we lived with it now for ages and we've done little things like we did the listening party and things like that.
Yeah, it seems like an old album now.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It doesn't seem like we've only done like so many people. Even people in Manchester probably haven't heard the album, have they?
Well, the Ritz. Played it at the Ritz.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
Not small capacity. No, yeah.
Cheers for that tea.
Got a bit of a Skrillex going on there, Miles.
Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. What you mean the fucking side things? That's just my receipt. So it's related to... Last week or the week before, when we were talking about Josh when he was in his, you know, the middle of the car and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Panic attack kind of thing.
Yeah. God. I searched something on my notes and I can't remember what the word was. It must have been like, I can't remember. It was something to do with like a chair or something like that. But I've got a note on my phone of I did a diary from London to Paris on my phone.
Fuck off.
I got it all there.
What? On the day?
On the day.
Oh
so just before
God.
What happened, I didn't include it, so I don't have to read it.
Definitely.
Nah.
So,
Has he got a date on it?
7th of July, 2014.
So this is a different trip.
It's a different trip.
Oh, this is the second time he went.
Yeah, this is when you were smoking in the back of the van. A lot of change.
2:15 a.m.
Right.
So,
great time.
Okay. So we're on the way to Paris in the Blossoms bus.
So we had our own bus by this point.
It's 2:13.
Well, not bus, van. Yeah, just in case people think we're on a fucking tour bus by that point.
What's it called? Like a splitter van?
We had a LDV Maxus.
Yeah. On the way to Paris, it's quarter past two, and we're heading down the motorway.
In the morning or in the afternoon?
In the morning. Golden Brown by the Stranglers has just come on and set the mood. Lame.
Set the mood.
I'm looking out of the window, and the world is passing by. There's lots of grass. Don't actually think about it, but our country's well small. Most of it's just grass and trees, but we still manage to fuck it all up. Build more villages. We'll have more jobs, more space for people to live. Makes sense, doesn't it? Seriously, there's just land everywhere past the motorway. What was here before road? Fuck all. What's the point? Don't know why it's annoying me, to be honest, but it just makes you think, doesn't it?
You were just doing this without us knowing.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot. It's about how many years ago was this?
I wonder if I've got any.
2014.
7 years ago.
Everything's just bullshit. The answers are staring at us in the face. Anyway, digressing slightly. I used to smoke a load of weed back then. Anyway, I'm sat in the back with Oggy. But he used to still call you Oggy. I'm sat in the back with Oggy and Fletch. Actually, he's just moved across the seat between Josh and Ash. Then you got Chaz, Jordan Smith and Joe in the front driving. Just got a massive whiff of shit. I don't know what this bit means. It's 2:19 and the shit's out. Josh has moved his arm. Oggy has woken up. Skelly's... Oh, this is kind of heartbreaking, this bit. Skelly's text saying, can we do Saturday after Castlefield to look over the tracks before recording? Good that, innit? Nice few days planned. Life's mental at the moment. Seriously, I've gotten used to it, but it's fucking mint. Castlefield Bowl, James Skelly's, it's mental. Nice that, innit?
Innocence.
Yeah, when I used to appreciate life.
Yeah.
On the way to Paris. Shit, I forgot. I like the Smiths now. This is boring.
No, I like the boring.
Watched
bit.
A few documentaries on them, watched a few live videos. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oggy sat in Fletch's seat now, which is good because there's more room. Room's weird. The concept of needing room. What is room? Space. Nothingness. What is nothingness? The space between my fingers touching this phone.
What the fuck?
Can't see it, but it's still there. Air, I mean. Different chemicals in the air around us. Smell too. I wonder if it smells, looks... I wonder if smells look different to how air does if you could see it.
What the fuck?
Honestly, do you want me to keep going?
It's fucking intense.
Absolutely.
I look at Oggy to ask him, but he's got his eye patch thing on, so I can't. What's that?
I must have had one of them sleep things. Oh, like, yeah.
Sleep
patch.
Eye patch.
Does a smell...
eye patch thing.
God, I used to be fucking stupid, still am. Does a smell exist anyway? It's like what Joe says about the whole tree in a field falling thing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Tree in a forest, not a field.
It's healthy to question reality. Something I'd say, it means you're alive, because if not, you'd be dead.
Fucking hell.
Just ask Josh, and he agrees about smell things. I need a poo. Oh, good. Here's one for you. I can feel the food in my stomach when I eat it. When I have a drink, it's going into my stomach. I can hear it. I don't like it. It makes me feel weird and that everything is mixed together. And cry means me sad. Wah, wah, I am a baby. Yes, full girl, happy. Anyway.
What the?
You're fucking mad.
I'm knackered from reading that. I just found a to-do list on my phone. It says, to-do list. There's only one thing. Guess what it says? 2014.
Wait, no,
to-do list.
You've read this before.
Your to-do list?
No, there's one thing on my to-do list.
Oh, I can't remember.
Compose a symphony. What the fucking fuck?
Morris dancing.
Here we go.
It was invented by a man called Morris.
How's Morris spelled?
M-A-U-R-I-C-E. No, no.
Okay.
From the Bee Gees.
Maurice.
Bollocks.
Morris dancing. Did you know what Morris dancing is?
Can you elaborate on it,
Joe? They all dance in a circle.
They dance around a maypole, don't they?
That's technically maple.
It's kind of similar.
But yeah, the sticks and the bells and the bells. Kind of stuff.
There's a guy who used to live next to Ash Ramsden's mum and dad called Billy.
Anything with these ones you pulled out recently? Fucking taser.
That was great, that one.
Funny, that one.
Thank you.
Joe, can you elaborate on it somewhat?
No, just a guy who...
Morris.
So a guy called Morris invented Morris dancing.
Yeah, pretty much.
So he was off his head.
It's called after him.
He was off his head wearing ribbons and bells.
I actually don't know. It's a long time, though, Morris dancing. It's been about...
He's lying.
Yeah, it's...
I think this is bullshit. Because he's not lied for a while.
First name Morris.
I actually don't know. I just know...
That means it's bullshit.
No.
He's gonna go. It's true.
It'd be something like fucking Dave Morris or something like that.
No, I'm just saying. I just know the fact Morris actually said Morris dancing is named after the man who invented it. So I don't know if his name was Morrison or something else, and it's just called Morris.
Morris dancing.
I might start getting into
body language reading. To try and work this out, because
anyway, you need to decide.
Double bluff, so.
If it's not a name of that, it'll be like a village or something.
I think it's bullshit.
Nah, I think it's
I'm
going to
say bullshit. Fuck it.
His feet are moving a lot. I think he's lying.
It's true.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
No, it's bullshit.
Yes, hey, I fucking knew it was bullshit.
I thought I've not lied for a bit, and I just made it up now.
Pretty good one, to be fair.
Morris dancing, yeah.
I could see myself getting into Morris dancing.
Omo, I could see you with fucking bells on your ankles.
You
dancing
Omo.
Right, Miles's piano shit.
I knew you were going to do that.
You're not happy, are you?
S-H-I-T.
Fuck is that?
It's my rod!
You just read out shit!
Just out shit!
Spell shit.
You have to put the piano in now because that was genius.
Even the Apple Watch thinks he's shit.
See you later, guys. Bye.
I like the piano. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.